KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a sunny sky. It's 15 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Members of the Griswold School Board Monday evening acted on some personnel changes. Superintendent Dave Hendricks told us yesterday there was one new hire.
We hired Steve Vance as the assistant high school wrestling coach. Also accepted resignation from Ashley Sibick as an elementary paraprofessional, and Troy Quick as a middle school, high school teacher and coach, and that is effective at the end of this school year.
The Griswold School Board also received updates from KPE Architects and Estes Construction, the two firms that are helping with the district's building projects.
Some timelines there. We are going to have a pre-bid meeting on December 5th at 3:30. It'll give all the potential bidders an opportunity to review some of the project plans and documents, as well as look at current facilities. That will be followed up with bid openings on December 21st, and that will be 2 o'clock on that date, and then the board will consider approval of those bid contracts on January 15th. So we're looking forward to taking the next step in the project and getting that going, and then construction would be set to begin as soon as the weather allows.
The Griswold Board asked for bids on either a Suburban and or van as well, and they received 2 bids back on the potential purchase of a Suburban, but none on the van.
We've ran into a little issue where we may have a need for an additional vehicle to transport some special education students, and since a Suburban's cost is a lot more higher than vans, we've held off on that because we may need to purchase 2 vehicles, and so the board's asked me to bid it out again, possibly reach out to some different dealerships and see if we can get a bid on a van, because we received none back.
With the bidding process, Henrik says that they gave the dealers the option of trade-in allowance for the van the district is trying to sell, but they did not receive any outright bids to buy it. That process will start also anew. Last summer, the district's sign was damaged by a storm, and the district has since received the insurance payment amounting to $3,200 for a replacement. Henrik said the board wants to hear from some sign manufacturers during their next meeting in December to learn more about what's available, what the restrictions are, and related issues. Officials of the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, remind area residents that the Atlantic Medical Center and the satellite clinics in Anita, Griswold, and Messina will be closed, of course, for Thanksgiving tomorrow. The Atlantic Medical Center will reopen Friday. However, the satellite clinics will remain closed until Monday, the 27th of November. City officials in Sioux City are moving forward with an ordinance that would require massage therapy businesses to obtain a license through the city and undergo annual reviews. The Sioux City Council unanimously approved the first reading of an ordinance designed to fight prostitution, human trafficking, and drug dealing on Monday. The proposal follows the Iowa legislature's removal of a state code that forbids cities from regulating massage businesses. Businesses would be required to submit identification and information on their employees. Licenses could be withheld based on background checks into any owners, managers, employees, or business agents. The city would prosecute violations as a misdemeanor. City officials have agreed to work with local massage therapists to finalize the drafted regulation and to gather feedback. Some patients in Iowa's privatized Medicaid program will be unable to switch into one of the 2 remaining insurance companies, as originally announced, because the company doesn't have the capacity to add more people. The Iowa Department of Human Services, in a press release on Tuesday, said that Amerigroup will continue to serve people currently enrolled in its coverage, but not additional patients. The announcement means United Healthcare will keep about 215,000 patients being sent to them after a third company, AmeriHealth Caritas, said it was leaving the program over failed negotiations regarding money. The DHS says it's received federal approval to temporarily suspend patient choice in the privatized system. And a new Vienna native who's been the state's drug czar has been appointed by Governor Kim Reynolds to take over as the executive director of the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs. Steve Lucan replaces Jody Timmison, who announced her retirement last month.
Well, I'm very excited for the opportunity. You know, we have a great team here and looking forward to doing all we can to help veterans in Iowa. It's a very important mission, and just looking forward to working with people and hopefully we can do some good things.
Lucan is a veteran who joined the U.S. Navy after graduating from Dyersville-Beckman High School. He served 4 years, earning four promotions and obtaining the rank of Petty Officer Second Class. He was awarded the Good Conduct Medal and Navy Achievement Medal. Lucan says that the appreciation for the military has always been important to him and his family.
You know, I've come from several generations where we've all served in the military, and extended family has served in the military. So, you know, it's just, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to help those people who have served our country, and we like to think of them as some of the finest men and women out there. So it's just a great group of people to be involved with, and thankful for the opportunity to do it.
While serving as a state representative for Delaware and Dubuque counties, Lucan championed the creation of the House Veterans Affairs Committee and enacted legislation to help disabled veterans through the establishment of the Veterans Trust Fund. Lucan said he's looking into proposing a few changes to some of the existing laws, but wants to get settled into his new position before releasing any details. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.